on Saturday evenings, they'd fix all that up so it'd be pretty on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And they scrub, they have Saturday to be scrub day. They scrub the porch and get all that porch all pretty and white.
Uh-huh.
And then they sprinkle sand on it.
Huh.
I don't know why they done that, but they cleaned it, kept it clean.
Yeah,
kind of
rough.
Yeah, yeah, and the floor be just as slippery. Walk on that sand, you like sandpaper.
Uh-huh.
And, it'd been nice if there could have been some video movies back then.
Just so we could see what it was like. Uh-huh.
I reckon Jed Clip and them out had about the best movie on that. That
one. Did you have a place in the kitchen to store canned goods and things in a separate room?
They had what they called a potato bin. It was just a little box.
Uh-huh.
But they had a pantry. The pantry was built kind of on one end of the house, and they mm-hmm. had shelves and that, and they put their canned goods on. That was a pantry. They called that a pantry.
Okay. And what about, did you milk? Did you have cows and milk them?
Goats too. Mm-hmm. We milk cows and goats.
Oh, okay. What would you put the milk into?
We put it in the well out at the beach here. When we was down here at the beach, we had a spring. And that cool water coming up all the time. Daddy built him a spring.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He'd set it in there.
Yeah. What was it in? What'd you milk into?
A pail, they call it a milking pail.
Mm-hmm.
A regular bucket. Bucket, but they call it a pail.
What was it made out of?
It was metal. Wood, well, what she did have one was wood until we bought a metal.
Mm-hmm.
First one was wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wooden pail. My daddy made that one, I reckon, or he might have bought it somewhere. But I remember she had a wooden pail. Then we got wealthy enough to buy a metal one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they come out with the metal one. Used to, they didn't have the stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
We had to make that.
Uh-huh.
But see, when them store-bought old scrub boards come out, my daddy bought her one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But she still liked that homemade one the best. My daddy made her one out of wood about that wide.
Uh-huh.
And they knew how to sew them notches in it. And she'd get out there and wash clothes, God, no. Her knuckles would be right and wrong.
Now, when you milk the cows, how'd you get them to stay still?
We put a little feed down there, and they were trained.
Yeah.
And put a little bit of feed in and eat. We'd have milk down there, got some meat.
Did you have something you'd say to them, talk to them?
Yeah, whoa, that's it, so. They say so if they got fidgety.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And take her and pat her on the legs and so back up. And she back her leg back.
Uh-huh.
And the nanny, I'd say, whoa, nanny, whoa, nanny. But we had a little scalpel they'd jump up on, little goats.
Mm-hmm.
Milking scalpel, the mama had a stool she sat on when she milked.
Mm-hmm.
And she milked them. We didn't never have a whole lot of milk to go bad because the neighbors, some of them didn't have cows, and we let them have milk too.
Mm-hmm.
And if my mama liked what they called clabber, you got to keep it for 5 days and let it rot, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Clabber, it says clabber. And she would put some bowls of that away and just let it clabber because she liked to eat it. And she could cook with that too. Like some kind of these old sour milk cake.
Uh-huh,
sour. Uh-huh. He just like this old